All right, so let's get into it, guys, ladies, gentlemen, lovely people. I'm really just so happy. I'm proud of myself looking back as to how far I've come. So many obstacles have been placed in my way. I mean, even up to last night. But hey, I guess obstacles are just an ongoing part of life, right? So here's what I'm happy about. I finally got the video out for the song Ratings. Ratings been out for what, like 3 months, almost 4 months. And his song has been doing really well. Thank you guys so much for the positive feedback and the great support from people I have never met before. You guys are the best because you are my true supporters. Like, the people that I don't know are the ones that are always supporting me the most, which is crazy because the ones who you do know. Okay, negative. Let me not get into that. So anyways, video for Ratings is out now on YouTube. So check that out. Brown Skin Ray, Ratings official video. And just make sure that you drop some comments, subscribe, turn on post notifications and everything so that whenever I do upload my next project, my next song or my next video or my next short, you'll be notified. Okay. Yes, yes, yes. So that's the highlight. I'm excited. I'm excited. And so even better, you thought that was it, right? I know, right? I have officially been given the title of an author. Yes, yes. Let me stop myself. Yes, I'm officially an author. So I've written a book. It's 152 pages long. The title of the book is A Desire to Be Inspired. Yes, that pause was on purpose. A desire to be inspired, guys. Like, doesn't that even just the title alone? You know how important this book is to me? I've cried living tears writing this book. So the book is about motivational, inspirational quotes. And I just wanted to acknowledge God for giving me the strength to, you know, write this book, and to my children, Shade and Joshua, for being my why. You understand? So I love my kids. I love my kids. I love my kids. Like, my kids are the best. My daughter is just so amazing. She motivates me in so many ways. She's like a better version of me. How sway, right? She is just so amazing. So many things that I can say positively about my daughter. And, you know, I would be biased to say that children do no wrong. But let me tell you something about my daughter. She is on the dean's list. She's on the honor roll. And ever since my daughter started school in kindergarten, she has never come off the honor roll. Never. And this is something that she does with the support of myself, my mother, her father, you know, family. Yes. But this kid, she's an old soul. She has it in her. Like, you know what I mean? Like, how does she do it? I mean, how? Amazing. Amazing. You know, she outdoes herself every single time. I just love her for that, man. I look up to her. So, Shade, if you're hearing this, I applaud you. I give you your flowers. You're doing amazing in school. You know, you don't ever get deterred or swayed from the topic, you know, from the goal. You hit all your goals without pressure. You just do everything without, I don't know, like, man, you inspire me. And my son, Joshua, you're so intuitive. You're just like, you're 16 years old, but you're also like an old soul too, in a different way. So like you're the man version of me. Weird and cool. How sway. You know what I'm saying? You know, you're so calm and collected. And I've noticed that about you from you were young. And even though I'm kind of like the opposite, like I'm very outspoken and you're very outspoken, but in a different way, like you know how to channel your energy. I wish I knew how to be as calm as you and just how to let things slide and roll off my back like that. But still, you know, like that's different. That's a gift. That's a gift. You're very intelligent. You know, anything that you put your mind to, you accomplish. I mean, God, thank you for my children. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for letting my children see what I have been through and see the transition. Can you imagine if they never saw a transition? How depressing that would be? Because they've seen a lot. And I give my hat off to my kids to just like love me for who I am, because nobody is perfect. But one thing about it, my kids will tell you that I never left them. I never left their side in anything that we were going through. I'm always there for my kids. I always try to go above and beyond to do whatever I can do to make sure they have what they need and what's necessary, right? But the most important thing is, I might talk a lot to my kids, and sometimes when parents talk to you, get annoying, but they can't take away your knowledge, like what's in your brain. I teach them that. So I'm always giving them like little sayings and little words and little quotes that helps to teach them a lesson, to try to get them to avoid the lesson. And so with that, that is being part of my why for writing the book, because I realized like a lot of the things that I told my kids are lessons that some people could use growing up, or even adults, because it's never too late to learn, right? You can always learn something new. But there's never nothing new under the sun, right? Look at evolution. People been here thousands of years before us. There's nothing new. It's just evolved into something better. You know, a different way of doing something, but the source is always, or the root is always pretty much the same or similar. So the book is about inspirational quotes, motivational quotes, eye-opening quotes. And I think about almost 90% of the things that I wrote in the book is things that I told my children. And not because it's things that I'm telling a child or I've said to friends and family member mean that it can't apply to you or you can't benefit from it. So, you know, I've been told that I probably should become a public speaker because when I say certain things or the way I speak or carry and articulate myself, this is something that people need to hear along the coast of many continents. And if God wants that to be for my life, then eventually that will become in the future. And I'm a young person. There's much life to live. There's people in their 60s, 70s, 50s, you know, 40s doing things that they've never done before. So it's never too late. It's never too late. And if you're young and you're listening to this, because you might have certain gifts and talents at a young age, people who are older who might not have it and they're jealous and look down on you, you know, they might try to convince you of otherwise. But just know what you have. If you know yourself, you can't go wrong. All right. So I'm excited about the video. I'm excited about the book. And if you know, I have a brand, Blaze Minds. And I've had a generic design, two generic designs, strength, you know. And, you know, I just really wanted to say that I'm working on something new with Blaze Minds brand as we speak. So that will be in the works. Those who know me and is in the Florida area, I have a beauty service, and that's Shine by Ray. I just got an award from the city of Fort Lauderdale from having one of the best booking sites through Booksy. And I'm really excited about that. That was so unexpected. That just happened earlier in the week. So I have a lot of really great things happening in my life. Even though I had a lot of things that happened in my life that were so depressing. Like, how could one person go through so much? But yet still, God, I give it to you. I give you all the praise. I give you all the glory, because you are the only person that carried me through. That carried me. And I literally mean only, in the sense of only person. And even though you're not here physically, you're in the spiritual realm, but that little voice that you hear sometimes that tell you not to do something or to do something, and your intuition tells you to just go with what you heard, that's sometimes that soft voice is God talking to you. And I challenged myself to start listening to that voice. You understand what I'm saying? Don't go off now. Y'all talking about here, she hearing voices. Don't play with me, okay? Don't play with me. So, but you know what I'm saying. We're all adults here. So, I'm really excited about how far I've become. And I see that there is so much more that I have to offer the world. There's so much more that I have to offer. There's so much that I want to get my hands on. And so many more lives that I want to touch with this book is my platform for doing so. My book will be available tomorrow morning. Actually tonight, but officially you will be able to go on Amazon and you can purchase a copy of my ebook as well as a copy of the printed paperback version mailed to your home, regardless of wherever it is in the world that you live. Okay. And the book will be available for $27.99. And you can buy a bunch of them for gifts, because this is, you know, whoever has like a bookshelf at their house and there's like a couple books that you will never get rid of because you can always go back to it and learn something from that book. This is one of those types of books that you can pass on from generation to generations. And no matter what age bracket, age group you're in, if you picked up that book, you can learn something from it. The best part about it is that it's an easy read. It's an easy read. You can literally just randomly open the book. You know, like how you randomly open the Bible? Like you're going through something and you just need a word and you're like, Lord Jesus, please help me. Show me a sign. And you open up the book of the Bible and you just put your hand on a verse and you see something and you're like, oh, snap. Like this resonated with exactly what I'm saying. God is real, yo. I don't know if that's what you do, but that's what I do. And it happens all the time. So like with this book, you can just open the book and you might just get a quote of importance to you at that moment in time. It's something that you don't have to sit there, and because it's a quotes book of 152 pages and it's not chapters, you can read the book in a day or two or three if you're not a busy person. And then you might read it four or five times over and over. But this is not, you don't have to do that. The person who hates reading will love this. The person who hates reading will absolutely love this book and may even recommend it to their friends, family, their coworkers, their kids, their dog, their every goddamn thing. Why? Because there's something in there for everybody. Something in there applies to you. Something in there you never heard before. Something in there you could have done differently only if you knew this was a way to approach it. Something is in there that I'm going to use this method going forward, or I'm going to think about it this, or this is going to come to my mind when I'm presented with that type of situation again. And I'm going to remember that quote that was in Rachel's book. And that's going to help me, give me the discernment to know how to approach answering or moving forward. Oh my God, can I get an amen? So I'm really, really proud about this book. I made this a long podcast, kind of, sort of, yeah. But I'm just really grateful. The gratitude is insurmountable. I'm so happy.